Danielle Rivers' life has turned out quite differently than what she'd expected when she moved to Jacksonville a few years ago.
I'm from Washington, D.C. originally. I moved down here about 10 or 11 years ago to invest in real estate. I was working for some investors looking for deals. I absolutely love real estate. I thought it was going to be what I was going to be doing for the rest of my life.
It wasn't. In 2008, Danielle was assaulted.
I was jogging down the Riverwalk and I was attacked and stabbed by a homeless guy.
Danielle fought her attacker and he pulled a knife. She was stabbed 25 times. She survived and appeared in court to testify against her attacker.
He had done it to a lot of women after reading up on his history, and I wanted to make sure he was off the streets.
Unfortunately, Danielle's health problems didn't end there.
In 2012, the doctor diagnosed me with a golf-sized mass on my pancreas. I feel it was all part and parcel. The attack created hives. I had to go on prednisone. It put 80 pounds on me in less than a year. A herniated disc put me in the hospital, and then that's where they found the mass in my pancreas. It was a really bad situation because I couldn't get out of bed because of the back problem. I was the only breadwinner in my family at that time.
Bedridden and getting few answers on what she could do, Danielle researched healing on her laptop.
I went down to a healer in Honduras, and he had given me a bunch of herbs. I was there for about 4 weeks, came back. I asked to have another MRI. They made me pay for it myself. And they said that they don't know what happened, but they must have made a mistake. The mass of my pancreas had reduced.
Danielle wanted to know why she had been misdiagnosed and had a doctor test her vitamin levels. She found that she was severely vitamin D deficient. The doctor told her to buy the highest dosage pills she could buy over the counter. She did and was tested again at her own expense. Her levels improved, but the whole experience had made her more upset at medicine.
Nutrition should be basic 101 medicine. And I was just upset that it took me another 2 months. That could have been 2 months of my healing. I've worked through the mass of my pancreas, but what if I hadn't?
As Danielle Rivers got stronger, she looked to get back into investment, but not in real estate this time, in healthcare technology. She found a device that could test the vitamin levels in her blood.
The technology's actually already been out there since 1994, and no one's gotten it out there. So we found it through a patent search and wanted to see what it was being used for, and the inventor wasn't using it for anything, and the patent was expiring. So we applied for the patent and received it.
She started a company that intends to build and sell the testing machines.
I'd like to put a commercial unit at every drugstore in the country, similar to how the blood pressure machine is, so that it's free to everybody that walks in.
Danielle Rivers is determined to use her own experience to effect change.
It energizes me to get up in the morning. It energizes me to want to move forward despite doors that might close. I think we have a right to know what our basic health care is, and then the doctors can't even pull all of our vitamin levels. I think we have a God-given right to know what our nutrient deficiency or levels are in our body.
This is Closing the Loop. For WJCT News, I'm Warren Miller.
Closing the Loop is sponsored in part by First Coast Home Pros, local specialists in carpet, grout, and upholstery cleaning. FirstCoastHomePros.com.